Kelvin McAvoy, which one's your best for our punters out there today, Kelvin?
I think Festus is a very good call.
Matt Kamani.
KU is also a good chance, and she's been working really well.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to take Festivus into KU, the place.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Festivus just on the line. Barhash, three lengths on the line to either Hilverstone or KLU.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
You betcha we do. And that's where we're racing to. Well, where we're racing today is Wyong, because we've got no Victorian racing, as we well know. But it hasn't stopped us being profit turners this week.
Beyond Baker had a winner.
Yeah.
The winner was the one that you couldn't pronounce, and I'm not even going to try and pronounce. And the one he selected finished second.
It sounds like a man who invested.
Today. Oh, I did. And he looked the winner.
Not to be. But today's our day at Wyong, Whitey. What do we got at Wyong, please?
All right. So eight races on the program. The first at 12:25, where the rail position will be out 3 metres the entire circuit. Good four. Weather fine. We are waiting a penetrometer reading.
Good 4/soft 5, I think it might be the latest update on that one. So we'll get Gerard Ryan on.
A bit of
get your toe in, yep, as they say in the classic. Gerard Ryan knows plenty about that. He's got a couple for us today at Wyong on the early mail. Great to have you in part of the program. Gerard, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, gents.
Great to have you with us. A couple of runners for you today at Wyong. One of those is race 3, number 3, Fine Ruby, who is first up in its second campaign. Had a nice long spell, Gerard. What's been happening with Fine Ruby?
I just needed more time, you know. I know he's turning 5 years old on Sunday, but he's a great big horse, you know, he's close to 17 hands, and he's right, just been all legs and all that. But he's very, very dumb early. But he's learnt his time around. He's working a lot sharper, and his two trails have been sharper than any of his trails or work has been. So he appears to be going quite well, and you know, he's gone to a mile first up because he's, you know, wouldn't keep up in a 1,200-metre race. But you'll get a mile and a half later on. But he's a lovely big horse, and he's going all right. And you know, Wyong's probably not his favourite track. He'd probably be better suited at a place like Hawkesbury or Newcastle, but it just fitted in well where he is in his preparation. And he'll go there, he'll get back, but he'll finish off all right, yeah.
Yeah, is he fresh enough to cause a bit of damage, you reckon?
Yes, he's fresh enough and fit enough to be competitive in the race, yeah.
Right, that's race 3, number 3, Fine Ruby. Race 6, number 1 is your other runner today, Ready to Soar, who's had a decent campaign up until last start at Rose Hill, a bit of a step up. Was that just the problem, just the class jump?
Oh, it's a combination of where she drew, and she was 3 and 4 wide on a hot speed, and class wide she's probably just too good for her. She's back in the right class. It's probably the easiest race she's probably ran in this preparation, and she's overachieved. She's never been a star filly, but she's been able to win 3 out of 9 starts. And she'll begin quick. If she doesn't lead, she'll be running second, and she'll be right in the mix, I reckon, yeah.
Right, which one would be your best today? If I had a dollar to spend, Gerard, where would you spend it?
Ready to Soar.
Ready to Soar. Righto, we'll take it. Race 6, number 1, $6, the early markets at tab.com.au. Good luck today, Gerard. Appreciate your time.
Okay, no worries. Thanks,
good
boys.
Stuff. Gerard Ryan on the early mail. Well, that's
very relaxed, Gerard, this morning.
Yeah, he's very in full control. That's what I love about Gerald. Does a great job as well. So Ready to Soar, his best. Grant Allard's got a couple as well. Let's touch base with Grant. Grant, good morning. Well, he was there. He is there. He's still there?
Yep.
Oh, gotcha. Grant, welcome.
Okay, how are you?
Going all right, thank you. Nice to have you with us. Now, race 1, number 7 is your first runner today. Rubili. How do you say that? Rubili?
Ruby Lye, apparently, as the owner has said. Ruby Lye.
Righto, Ruby Lye is first up today. Plenty of starts, plenty of cracks at this maiden breaking situation. Is today going to be any different?
I hope so. She makes it a bit difficult for herself. She just gets back a bit and needs a bit of luck, but she probably should have won a race by now. She's gone very close a couple of times, and she just found a pretty handy one a couple of times, but she's done everything right, and she's found a nice race first up.
A couple of trials leading into this, or have you just done a bit of work at home?
No trials. It's the same as last time. We didn't trial her last time. She came out, she got beat head-to-head or something. Followed the same pattern again. She's very full. The fitness isn't a question for today.
All right, that's race one, number 7, Ruby Lye. And then race 6, number 4, Magic on Ice, is back in action today. Last couple of starts have been pretty good. Looking again to get a win in the 64 affair today. Can you do it?
Oh, look, he's been a pretty good old consistent, a three-year-old consistent horse. His preparation is actually having start number 12 for the campaign, and three of those have been wins. I think he's finished first four in his last ten starts. So he's pretty consistent, but as I said, he needs a bit of luck and just a bit of pace on. He'll go forward and hopefully can fit him somewhere and hopefully fighting out the finish somewhere.
All right. So out of the two today, Grant, which one would be your best?
Oh, look, I like both horses, but you probably got to lean probably toward the maiden. I think she's found a nice race for her resuming, if you know. But as I said, both horses are fit and well and should run fantastic.
All right. Well, good luck today. We appreciate your insight. Have a great day.
Thanks very much.
And Grant Allard, Ruby Lye will take as his best, race 1, number 7. So we've got race 6, number 1, race 1, number 7. But all eyes from the racing nation will be on race 4 today at Wyong. Boy, is there some pressure on Richard and Michael Friedman. race 4, number 5, Fregor, is the horse of the moment. Richard, good morning.
Morning. How are you, boys?
Well, I'm a bit stressed, Richard. I'm a bit stressed. There's going to be some towels thrown in front of his face again, and we're going to have bolting situations. What's going on with my horse?
It's been a rocky ride with him, I have to say. He's a bit accident prone. I looked at him only about half an hour ago, and he looked great coming off the track. We just gave him a bit of a trot and a little canter to stretch his legs. I just thought to myself, please get to the races in one piece and then get round into the gates in one piece.
I can tell you, that's what I'm hoping for at some stage, Richard. Just one piece and we'll see what happens.
Exactly. We'll be happy with it. Whatever he does, it is a strong maiden, I have to tell you.
Oh.
It is a very strong maiden. Chris Waller's, I don't know if he scratched any of them yet, but he's got three in it, and they all go all right. They're still at Chris's now. They're all right. But our bloke's in good nick, and I thought he would have won his last start, but sadly the barrier attendant, doing the right thing, giving the jockey a towel, threw the towel a little bit, at an odd angle, and, of course, Fregor, being the personality that he is, thought it was a snake being thrown at him. And reared up and dropped the rider and took off.
It was a setback for us. It was a very big setback. I set my whole day around that too. And then to have that moment happen, that last moment, Richard, it's a very distressing thing.
It is. It is for the owners and for the horse. But the horse just went for a canter and thought, oh, well, I'll have a pick down the end of the 2,000 metre chute. waited for the clerk of the course to come and get him.
Hey, Richard, is it a serious question? Do you get more pressure when you've got a horse that's owned by a lot of high-profile people? And I'm not talking about Daniel Harvard here, by the way.
Hey.
But does it put a bit more pressure on things when you've got particularly athletes that might have their first horse or, getting the experience for the first time? What's that like as a trainer?
Well, it used to, but this is kind of not my first rodeo.
No.
So after about 50 years of dealing with racehorses, I tend to, have to roll with the punches. Otherwise, you go completely nuts. Mind you, they're a dream lot, except for Sellers. he keeps in close contact.
I'm sure he would.
Start giving me advice.
He would. He bloody would, Sellers. He's a beauty.
I've known Sellers for 30 years. Great fellow.
Fantastic. Oh, so what are we going to do? We jump on the bunny? What are we going to take a sit? How are we playing this, Richard?
Well, first thing, we've got to get into the gates in one piece. That's our first task.
Yes.
After getting to the race course in one piece. Then we've got to get in the gates in one piece. Depending on how he jumps, he should jump pretty well. He's always jumped pretty well. From his gate, he should be able to posse up in the first five there somewhere. And then it's just a matter of how fast they're going, where the gaps come, just telling your rider, just put him in the first five somewhere neat, and then he's just got to time his run from there. And a lot of that, you can give them miles of instructions, but things change in a race in a fraction of a second, and they've got to react to that. So you've just got to give general instructions of where the horse would race best and leave it to your jockey to do the rest.
Magnificent. That's the sort of stuff we're after. Just in the gates at the start would be nice. That's all I'm hoping for today.
Oh, yeah. And then come home and not get a virus.
That'd be nice, too. The only horse in the bloody stable.
He was the only one in the stable that got a spike temperature like that. We had to give him 10 days off. It was just been ridiculous. But sooner or later, he's going to get it all together and he'll win that race. He will win races, that horse. But, you know, who knows how and when.
We'll see. Hopefully it is today. 6:50 in the early market at tab.com.au. Richard, nice to have you with us. What we do know is the polish will be put on magnificently by you and the team. Good luck.
Thank you for that. Good luck, boys. I'm riding with you.
Yeah, good luck. Well, bloody hell. Jeez, I'm riding it hard too already before I even get there. That's race 4, number 5, for you playing at home. That's my horse today. A little bit of a piece of that. Frigor. So 6-1, 1-7, 4-5. Let's have a little dollar on each of those. We've got plenty of cash in the bank. See how we go. And we need to get to the news, though. Johnny Bowden's about to headlock me, and then